We have another question from our live audience. Dr. Bohunco, I'll give this one to you. It's from Marianne, who is curious if either of you have used scents or smell to overcome anxiety in horses. She's giving an example of using smell to calm wild horses, such as the smell of a friend's manure. Dr. Bohunco?
That's a great question. I don't think we think about olfactory or smell as much as we should for most species. I know that I've started to use it a little bit more with scent discrimination to teach, like to teach dogs and puppies what they can and can't chew. And I use that with cats quite a bit more as well. There have been some studies in cats, and I've started to work with cats as far as using a familiar scent in order to make them, because cats are very, very attached to their environment, as are horses. So using familiar scents to help them feel more comfortable in novel environments or novel situations. I haven't done that as much with horses, but I think there's a lot of promise, particularly in situations where, you know, your horses are trailering or are traveling to compete. So it's an interesting, I haven't done it a lot, but it is a very interesting subject, and I definitely one I want to explore more. Dr. Hileski, have you used that at all?
Yeah, again, I am not as up on this as I would like to be. I know there are a couple supplements that work, for example, with appeasing pheromone. Some of the anecdotal reports have been good on that. Some people get very comfortable with their essential oils and their aromatics. Again, personally, I don't have experience. But the one I would say definitely has an olfactory component when you're traveling, when you're going to shows, is water. And some horses are just so fussy about new water. They will let themselves get into a state of sickness before they'll start drinking water. I know I had one show mare that I would start a week before a show adding a few tablespoons of apple juice to her water all the time, so that then when we traveled, I would take some of the home water. But if we were going to be gone for 4 days, I couldn't always take enough. But if I could keep adding that apple juice, you know, it was a smell and a taste that she was used to, so I could get her to keep drinking.
That's a great point. Again, it's a different species, but I have a Savannah cat, so a hybrid cat, who is my demo cat. So she travels with me to demonstrate different behaviors. And I started as a very young kitten. I use lavender for her. I use the actual flowers, not the essential oils, because those can be dangerous to different species. But I started it from the very beginning, using that in her carrier when we brought her home, and using that in situations where she is calm, and then used that in her carrier and her pen when we traveled, and that seemed to make a big difference. So I would imagine that using a certain scent that is familiar to them when you are working with them, when they are calm, say they enjoy being groomed or whatever, and you bring that scent into that experience, I would imagine that that would help. Or that could be an association that would be a good one.